so many changes with the vaccine. Sometimes it's hard to keep it all straight what you're supposed to do. Dr. Sarah Nachman from Stony Brook Medicine.
Welcome back, Doc.
We have a lot of questions. I feel like there's been so many changes and different guidelines, and I think I'm confused as to what I'm supposed to do and when am I supposed to do it, I guess is the bigger question. But let's start with the big news of the week. The vaccine had been approved for 5 to 11-year-olds. Can you fill us in on what that means?
So it's not that the vaccine has been approved yet for 5 to 11-year-olds. It's rather that Pfizer has said they've completed the study, the data looks great, and they're submitting it to the FDA. So this is a first big, giant step forward for all of our kids in that age group.
Hmm. All right, so that means that we don't take them yet. Like, you got to wait for that.
Well, they won't
happen.
Give it to you anyways if you right. take them right at this moment, right? That's what that sounds like
right.
to me.
Absolutely not. Remember that the dose that they're using in the 5 to 12-year-olds is not the same dose that we're using for the 12 and up.
So, doctor, how is it different, right? Is it just less? Is it a weaker strain? How does that really work?
It's a great question because it's important to understand how did they get to this, it's a great vaccine. First of all, it's not a live vaccine. There's nothing at all live in the vaccine, and you can't get COVID from the vaccine. There's nothing in there that's live. The second is kids are just smarter immunologically than adults. They make a great response to the vaccines. And that's true for a lot of things we do in children. They're just smarter, healthier than us adults are. So by knowing that, Pfizer said, hey, do we need to really give them the same dose or could we in fact give them a lower dose? And that's exactly what they did.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
So does that mean now, like for the little ones, I have an almost 3-year-old, so it's kind of like she's the last one in my family and I'm just waiting. Are we still far off for the little itty bitties?
We're not that far off. This first giant step was accomplished because of sites around the country enrolling the kids in such a fast manner. They also enroll the kids even as young as 6 months. They're going to look at it and do the exact same thing. If the results look good, submit to the FDA. It's a little bit downstream a bit, but not a huge amount of time.
Typically, when you submit to the FDA, how long is the turnaround on that?
It really depends on how much information the FDA is looking at. I think they're going to look at this really fast, but they're not going to ignore any scrap of paper. They're going to look at the data from every single kid for every dose that they got, as well as the 2-month follow-up for each of the kids on study. That translates into a lot of tidbits of information. Each one of those has to be looked at. So I think they're going to look at it fast, but they're not going to ignore any of it. If we're going to give a booster, who should we prioritize? And if we're going to give a third shot, and we have to recognize if we have to do it, who are we going to do it in? Let's prioritize the right groups.
Thank you so much. Dr. Sharon Nachman from Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.